Alrighty. Say if you had the wall-to-wall carpeting, the best way to get the dust up and dirt would be to use what on it?
Vacuum cleaner.
Yeah, and that thing has some sort of bag in it that catches the dirt. What would you call that?
I don't.
Vacuum bag?
Never heard it called that, but vacuum bag.
Okay. All right. What about if you were going to mop the floor, something that you would keep your water and detergent in? You know, you dip the mop in. What would you use?
Bucket, pail, whatever.
What would it be made out of?
Plastic or aluminum or something.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you have one of these things that reduces the bulk of garbage?
Trash compactor?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. I've never seen one of those things. It intrigued me just how much you can.
Yeah.
Reduce. I've seen those things that, they do the cars.
Mm-hmm.
Nice little
cube chunks
or whatever. Right. Okay. What would you call the container that you put your trash in and set out front for the garbage man?
Garbage can.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Okay. What about maybe at shopping centers? These great big metal things that the trucks come around and
flip it over.
Yeah.
I don't know what you call that.
Have you ever heard anybody around here call it a dumpster?
No.
Haven't heard that.
Mm.
Okay. Things, any slang terms for cigarettes you've heard?
Not really. Smokes, that's what, you know, mm-hmm. about the extent of it.
Does anybody dare to use fags anymore for that?
No.
Say that. It's changed meaning.
Right.
Okay.
All
right.
Are you gay? Yeah, I'm happy.
What about weeds? Would anybody say that?
No, I don't think so.
Weeds. Okay. Say a man who operates a funeral home, what would you call him?
Mortician.
Mm-hmm.
Funeral director, whatever.
Would a funeral director and a mortician be the same?
Not necessarily. I don't know, when you think of a mortician, I guess you think of the person who actually does the dirty work,
mm-hmm.
and a funeral director just might oversee everything.
Yeah, the administrative end of it. Okay. What about the vehicle that conveys the coffin to the cemetery?
Hearse. Meat wagon.
What?
Meat wagon.
Okay. Right. And what about maybe a building where people can be interred above ground?
Oh, a mausoleum.
Yeah.
Or as Justin Wills would say, mausoleum. You know what I'm talking about?
The Cajun?
Yeah, cooking
Cajun. Right.
Mausoleum. Yeah.
Right. I hadn't heard him in a long time.
You said, station wagon a little while ago. Mm-hmm. We called a station wagon a stationary wagon.
Why?
That's just stationary. He's Cajun, right. Pick him up truck.
Right.
Country Cataract.
Does he still make records?
Sure does. I've got a couple of them.
Mm-hmm. I've heard he has a TV show now.
Cooking Cajun.
Mm-hmm. He come on this here?
In fact, he tapes it at ETV here.
Is that right?
All right. I hadn't seen it in a long time. I don't,
mm-hmm.
I think he only does it like he'll come for a week and do so many shows or something,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
But in fact, on the plane to Hawaii, I heard one of his jokes on the way out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's interesting. Okay. Do you know a name for a room that's designed especially to receive a lot of sunlight?
Sunroom?
Mm-hmm.
I can't think of anything else.